USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three students have been shot and killed at an Oxford, Michigan high school. Oakland County Undersheriff Mike McCabe says the student shooter is behind bars.
The deputies took a suspect into custody within 5 minutes of the original 911 call. They recovered a handgun from the suspect.
The head of the Fed says inflation isn't ending anytime soon. During a Senate hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's probably time we stop referring to inflation as transitory.
So I think the word transitory has different meanings to different people. To many, it carries a sense of short-lived. We tend to use it to mean that it won't leave a permanent mark in the form of higher inflation. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
USA Radio News.
Right now, we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
It's day two in the sex trafficking trial of the woman accused of recruiting underage girls for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell is accused of seeking out young girls and grooming them for Epstein. Epstein's former pilot taking the stand on Tuesday. President Biden signed multiple bills into law, including the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021 and the Hire Veterans Health Heroes Act of 2021. The president saying through the Protecting Moms Who Served Act of 2021, women can get the care they need when it comes to both their physical and mental health.
This bill will commission a comprehensive study of maternal health challenges facing veterans and will invest in maternal care coordination programs at the VA. It's an important step in making sure we meet the needs of American mothers who have served.
President Biden back at the White House after spending time in Minnesota pitching his Build Back Better plan. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
2022 is coming, and there is no end in sight for the coronavirus pandemic. Volatile social media, mixed political messaging, and nonsensical government protocols are leaving Americans more confused than when the outbreak began in 2019. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Berenson. He has a new book out titled Pandemia, How Coronavirus Hysteria Took Over Our Government, Rights, and Lives. In one of the chapters of the book, Alex discusses masks and some of the mixed messaging we receive during the pandemic regarding masks.
Before March 2020, I think there was a consensus. The scientific consensus was very simple. It was masks don't really work for healthy people. They're sort of useless for you to wear them because the size of the virus is so small that both, you know, inhaling and exhaling, the virus is going to go right through the mask. And it's a little bit different if you're sick, if you're coughing up, globs of phlegm, and plus that's a sign that you are sick and people should stay away from you. So the public health authorities completely changed their position in April of 2020. And the conclusion that I've reached about that, which I discuss in Pandemia, is the reason that they did that was because masks are a symbol. They say, this is not a normal time, you should be scared, you should stay home. They are useless medically, but they are helpful symbolically.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.